It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. A new program will help to house homeless youth in the northern part of the state. And as New Mexico News Connections' Ross Brown reports, there's hope the program will provide a model for other communities.
The state's coalition to end homelessness received more than $3 million from the Department of Housing and Urban Development to expand services in Santa Fe, Taos, and other northern New Mexico communities. Shelley Felt, who heads youth shelters in Santa Fe, says the money will fund caseworkers to identify homeless youth age 24 or younger and provide at least 100 of them with rental housing.
And these are unaccompanied homeless youth. They're living in their cars or in encampments. They're literally homeless or fleeing domestic violence, and it's also their dependent children.
New Mexico was one of 11 states to receive a 2018 Youth Homelessness Demonstration Grant from HUD. The agency says it hopes the grant will help develop a model for rural, often low-income parts of the country. If the program is successful, the funding could be renewed for future years. Catherine Hummel directs a Dream Tree project in Taos and says the goal is to get youth into housing as quickly as possible, since early intervention can help them live independently for the long term.
If a young person's life is destabilized and there's not immediate intervention, the chances of them going on to be homeless for much longer and potentially for a lifetime are much, much higher.
Alexandra Grajeda, a 22-year-old college student who was homeless at one point, now works with others her age to help them gain stability. She says it's both heartbreaking and inspirational.
Basically, it just gave me a lot of hope because they were coming up with a lot of new ideas and perspectives that I didn't have when I was living my experience. And the youth are aware of their issue and they're aware of why they're in that predicament. Really do want to do something about it.
The grant money allows agencies serving homeless people in northern New Mexico to work with an individual for at least 2 years and in some cases three. The state legislature provided matching funds in order to receive the federal grant. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
In more news, hundreds of New Mexicans die from opioid overdoses every year. But there's hope a new law that went into effect this summer will reduce the number of deaths. The law requires patients who are getting prescriptions for 5 days or more of opioids to be given the overdose-reversing medication naloxone as well. KUNM's May Ortega reports.
You can get naloxone at most pharmacies in the state. At least, that's what Stacy Hoppenyak found in one of her research projects. She's a student at the University of New Mexico School of Medicine.
I'd encountered a lot of patients in the hospital who either had a history of opioid use disorder or were kind of trying to seek out treatment for opioid use. And I was interested in seeing how available naloxone was.
So Hoppenyak and a couple of her colleagues called every pharmacy in New Mexico.
Some of the big questions we wanted to address is whether patients would have access to naloxone if a doctor prescribed it to them.
You don't need a prescription to get naloxone, but the new law is supposed to make sure that people who are going to be using opioids for more than just a few days have it just in case. On average, 90% of pharmacies outside Albuquerque had naloxone available the same day. But in New Mexico's biggest city, only 72% could say the same. That's the worst rate in the state. Hoppenyak says availability could improve, especially given this new co-prescribing law.
It kind of forces medical professionals and prescribers to have that discussion up front with patients when they are prescribing opioid medication.
Amy Beckerix has high hopes for this law, too. She's a pharmacist and an assistant professor at UNM.
I think it's a great law to make naloxone a standard of care with a high-risk medication like opioids.
The New Mexico Department of Health says 29% more naloxone was distributed the first quarter of this year compared to the same time last year. The number of drug-related deaths went down a bit during that same time. You don't need to be using opioids to have naloxone around.
We use the analogy, it's like a fire extinguisher. Not maybe so much for yourself, but if other people get into your medication.
Backrick says naloxone should be in everybody's cabinet because you never know what could happen. Snehal Bhatt keeps it a little closer than that.
I carry one in my car right now.
He's the medical director of the state's Opioid Response Initiative.
Anyone who might be in a position to help reverse an overdose should ideally carry naloxone.
Bhatt says there are layers barriers to New Mexico's opioid problem, including the way people who are dealing with addiction are stigmatized. He got a preview of that firsthand while doing research similar to Hoppenyach's, but on a smaller scale. He went to different pharmacies posing as a patient trying to get naloxone.
You had to step away to a second window, meet with a pharmacist specifically, and there was, they said, you know, we have to kind of register your information. So in my mind, I was thinking, if I was a patient, you know, struggling with a highly stigmatized illness like opioid use disorder, in fact, I wound up leaving. I'm like, I'm not giving all that information.
Bott says this only happened at a few pharmacies, but he adds that it can still be discouraging.
We can do all the prescribing we want, but if the patients can't access it, it defeats the point.
He says he hopes the co-prescribing law can help break down barriers and make it easier for folks to get the help they need. For KUNM, I'm May Ortega.
Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and from KUNM listeners. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.